So here's what you're going to learn in this audiobook. This book is your first stop to becoming a competent creative screenwriter. It is the jumping off spot, not the end of the destination. That journey, I pray, will lead you to many, many joyful collaborations with other writers, additional books and classes with me, exciting discoveries in the most unlikely places, and finally, a credit on the small and or big screen. Okay? So you will learn the basics of writing a script in many ways. Writing an intermediate or advanced script writing book would have been much easier for me at this point in my career because there are so many exciting techniques that I've learned recently that have elevated my writing, and I can't wait to share those with you in other books. But even in saying that, I have to say that this book, I feel, will be one of my most treasured literary projects because it's about the foundation of becoming a good writer, which I feel is critical. Now, had I been fortunate to find a book like this one when I started writing, perhaps I would have sold a script by now. But I'm not whining. I'm 5 years into my writing career, and I just had a commercial script hit the marketplace, hit the spec marketplace 2 weeks ago, so it's all good in my world, all right? My advice to you is to be patient with your writing. Don't let your ego make you think that you're more advanced than you are today, okay? That could prove to be a fatal mistake. Just enjoy being new. There's so much beauty in not knowing how to do something, and even more beauty in learning how to master the foundations that are essential to becoming great at anything. So sit back and luxuriate in learning how to set up the all-important foundations of writing a killer screenplay. All right, so here's what you will not learn. This is a snapshot of what you will not learn in this time with me. Even if you are the most brilliant architect in the world or the most ingenious computer engineer on the planet, you must still learn how to write a basic screenplay if you expect to become a decent writer, okay? So here's a sample of the topics that I will not cover in these pages, but I will cover them in another product. So get your wallet out and buy that. All right, so here's what I won't be covering. In-depth discussion of subtext, exposition, and backstory. I won't be talking about how to develop a killer act, too. We'll not talk about how to weave trickery and other elements into your story. I won't talk about how to write a story in a nonlinear fashion. I will not get into how to effectively build tension throughout your script or how to adapt a news story or a book to a screenplay. Not going to talk about any of that. Now, those are all important topics. They are simply not the priority at this stage in your screenwriting career. See, the problem with a lot of writers I coach or teach is that they want to move really, really quickly. And what happens is that they don't master the basics before trying to tackle the more advanced stuff. So trust me on this. Learn the rudimentary areas first, and the more advanced techniques will be there when you're ready. All right, a word about screenwriting. If I've heard it once, I've heard it 100 times. I want to be a screenwriter. And my answer is always the same. So be one. Write a screenplay. You're a screenwriter. But what most of us mean when we proclaim that we want to be screenwriters is that we want to be a paid screenwriter. And can you blame us? It takes a lot of blood and guts to write a good screenplay. And you might as well be paid for the sweat and tears and Prozac that you put into the journey, right? I thought long and hard about what I'd call this book. This is my first book about screenwriting, and I decided that rather than trying to come up with something clever to trick you into thinking that you're more advanced than you are, I'd appeal to the masses of people who have not succumbed to the seduction of the ego and who want to write a good screenplay their first time out. All right, so here we are. Screenwriting for Newbies is for anyone who's never written a screenplay but who thinks he or she can. This book's also for the writer who actually has written a screenplay but who knows, in reality, it's not very good. And alas, for that poor disillusioned scribe who parades around at screenwriting conferences, lurks in the shadows of online classes, and pretends to know what he or she is doing but really doesn't, this book's for you too, buddy. All right? Now, let me tell you why I wrote this book. Like most of the books I've written, I saw a gap in the system. I saw a need that wasn't being met, and I went for it. There are some mighty fine books. I sound like my father. There are some mighty fine books out there about screenwriting, but I've yet to find one that truly targets brand spanking new screenwriters. Even the Screenwriting for Dummies book seemed too advanced for the ultra virgin scribes. One of the reasons that there's never really been a book for beginners is because screenwriting is a weird animal. It's hard to explain and even more difficult to dissect. I think that's the reason most beginning screenwriters lose steam early on in their careers. Most of us stumble into the bookstore and pick up the most advanced book we can find because even though we don't know the first thing about story or structure, we believe we can pull it off. We think that by picking up a copy of Advanced Screenwriting that we will somehow become advanced screenwriters. But it doesn't work that way, does it? In reality, it takes a long time to become really good at this kind of writing. It took me 2.5 years to actually know what I was doing from beginning to end of a script. The first script I wrote got great feedback. But I really didn't know what I was doing. I just had a sense of story. I had a sense of pacing. But as far as structure went, I really didn't have a clue. And I wrote that script after reading Sid Field's, whatever his book's called. I studied it, highlighted it, reread it, and re-highlighted it, and I was ready to go. I bought the customary overpriced script writing software and launched my screenwriting career. I knew nothing about setup. I knew nothing about payoffs, nothing about how to make my second act sing. All I knew was that I had a good idea and a good story. So, since I loved the movie Tootsie, I decided that I was going to write a movie about a man who couldn't make it in the NBA, so he dressed up like a woman, tried out, and made it in the WNBA. It was the perfect first screenplay for me, given my basketball background. You see, I played on the WNBA's first championship team with the Houston Comets. At the time, my TV agent was with ICM, one of the largest and most respected agencies in Hollywood. I asked if she could pass my script along to the literary department there. She agreed. She passed it on to a lit agent who, not knowing whether I could write or not, agreed to read it. A few weeks passed, and finally my agent's assistant called and said, "We got the coverage back on your script. Please call us as soon as possible." Well, you can imagine, I was excited. I called my TV agent, who said, "Wow, you got great coverage on your script. It was your first one, and the lit agent wants to talk to you." So the assistant passed me on to the literary agent, who said that he was going to do some sniffing around, check around in the system, and find out if there was anything like it in the works. So I waited a weekend, and on the following Monday, the agent called and told me that there was a script being shopped, very similar to mine. I was crushed. There I was, my first script out of the gate, good coverage and all, yet my script was probably going nowhere. That was my introduction into the business. So I quickly learned that it doesn't matter who thinks of an idea first. It's all about who can execute it first. It's all about who can get it into the hands of potential buyers first. All right? So if you're sitting there wondering if you can do this, you can. But it ain't going to be easy. In fact, you'll probably spend the first year wondering why you're doing it anyway. But if you stick with it and learn where to find help, you'll eventually be amazed at how much fun it can be to be a screenwriter. Now, with all of the screenwriting books on the market, you might think I am crazy for writing another one. And you're right, I am crazy, but not for writing another screenwriting book. See, I've searched high and low, and I've yet to find a book that's targeted to the first-time screenwriter. One of my strengths has always been in finding untapped markets and exploiting them for my own gain. I'm just kidding. Actually, I'm not. That's the beauty of capitalism. In fact, that's the essence of capitalism. But another reason I wrote this book is because I like to see writers get off on the right foot. When I wrote that script in 1999, that basketball script, I really, as I said, had no idea what I was doing. None. Well, let me take that back. I had some idea of what I was doing, because nobody gets good coverage on a script if they don't have a clue about how to write a movie. But I didn't know what made my script good, and more importantly, exactly what I needed to do to make it great. I had no idea what I needed to do to make it a sellable script. That's a more accurate depiction of my screenwriting tenure at that time. I thought taking a few classes, reading a few books, and watching lots of movies was all I needed to know to become a good screenwriter, but I was wrong. Those things were useful. Don't get me wrong. They were very useful, but they weren't the critical elements and factors in my development as a writer. I learned that the best way to become a skilled writer was to write and to get credible feedback. Those are main ingredients for improving as a writer. They were good for me then, they're good for me today, and they're good for you right now. If you want to get better, you got to write. If you want to get better, you better get to writing. And if you want to get really, really good at it, become a great writer, you got to find a good reader, a good coach, and a good script doctor. All right? I don't think the route that I took was a mistake, because I don't believe in mistakes. I think I did what I thought I should do at the time. You buy a book and you start writing, which is what I think you should do as well, which, if you're listening to me, is what you've kind of done. You've bought this book, and I fully expect you to start writing as soon as you're done with it if you haven't already started. But I also believe that there's a way to help new writers accelerate their learning curve, and that is the real reason, seriously, that I wrote this book. Okay, and to feed my capitalistic streak, but that's another story. All right, first things first. If you're driving, listening to this, if you're not, if you're at home in your office or whatever, put your pen and highlighter away. When I read, I usually have a highlighter so I can capitalize on the things that I'm really interested in. The first time you read this book, I don't want you to study it. I want you to read it. Or if you're listening to me, the first time you listen to it, don't take notes. Breathe it. Eat it. Drink it. Enjoy it. I want you to read this book as you would a novel. You know, you'd curl up in bed with a drafty old blanket and a hot chocolate, and you'd read, right? Same thing here. If you want to see something happen with your career, this is the place. You're in the right place, okay? Even if you see something that you want to remember later on, don't pick up a pen. Just read. Don't pick up a pen even if you're just listening to it. When we read with a pen in hand, it makes the journey less organic. So right now, the first time you're listening to this, just enjoy it, all right? There will be plenty of time to deal with the cerebral, the brain part of it later. In fact, I'm going to ask you to participate in some exercises in a little while. For now, though, let's just feed that inner scribe who wants so badly to put a good story on paper and ultimately on the screen.